love me. Don't be crazy. Don't pray for me. Don't praise me. Don't vote for me. Don't quote me. Don't follow me. Don't protect me. Don't stick to me. Don't fight for me. Don't smile to me. Don't die for me.
Returning.
cas de symptômes s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, vous devez passer un test rapide de dépistage à domicile. Si le résultat est positif, isolez-vous à la maison et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Si vous n'avez pas de test rapide, isolez-vous selon la durée prévue. Consultez québec.ca/isolement pour connaître toutes les consignes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
As soon as you turn your back, everything in the universe snaps itself inside out with a hideous sucking motion. The only reason you cannot call the world impossible is because it is only through the world that you know the concept of impossibility. You have been led to believe that everyone feels he or she may be the only living consciousness, but you are in fact the only one for whom this is true. The fundamental structure of reality is totally transformed every instant, but it provides you with a phony memory that it has always been the way it is. Since you are always at the exact center of an infinity, there is no such thing as movement, location, space, or time. You are a row of electrochemical events taking place in your cerebrum. Nothing has meaning in itself, but everything can support any meaning. If you could glimpse for even a moment the real meaning of existence, your brain would be neuroanatomically destroyed. You cannot conceive of a thing for which you do not have a word. Everyone's perception is radically unique, but leads them to believe it is more or less similar for everyone else. You have always been listening to this tape. You cannot remember a time before you were born because there was no such time, nor any other. It has always been this moment. Death could occur inexplicably any second. The oddness of the world exceeds the imagination by an infinity. It has produced this talking about it, this talker, this labeling of it, this labeler, the concept of labeling, the concept of oddness, the word oddness, the concept of a word, the word word, the word concept, and the concept of a concept. Consciousness is not a continuous state, but a momentary surfacing for variable periods at random points. Your next awakening could be 20 years from now. Nothing can be proven to be true. Because reality is composed of infinitesimally small moments, there is no such thing as an event. The reason people are untrustworthy is because their cerebral processes are fundamentally random ones. During the night, every ego in the world changes bodies, inheriting also the memory. Old age is not a gradual, but a catastrophic process, and could strike at any moment. Dreams are the reality for which the real world is a dream. There has never been a time in history when men have voluntarily used less than the greatest possible military technology against their enemy, and allowed a great technology to fall into disuse and ignorance. Therefore, there will be a full-scale nuclear holocaust. You are dreaming this moment. The universe will continue to expand until there is not enough matter per unit space to provide the gravity necessary for regeneration, and it will slowly die out. When you finish listening to this, everything will be different from the way it was when you began, but, again, your new memory will conceal this from you. All events occur at random. The universe is one of an infinite number of universes, the closest of which is undetectable, being a billion universe lengths away. Only what you are experiencing right now exists. Love is the feeling that another person is really yourself. You are about to make the first conscious decision of your life.
Good evening. This is postmodernist poetry, designed for use in hypermarkets, offices, air terminals, in-car systems, pedestrian precincts, and telephone answering services. Functional poetry with stylistic malleability, angle-poised connections, and audio-visual connotations. Conceptual poetry that is its own medium, modified and attuned to taste. This is postmodernist poetry with the appliance of science. Ideologically unsound sound for limited attention spans. Postmodernism is a synthesis placed at the correct cultural nexus and has interchangeable mix-and-match influence components. It is shrink-wrapped and date-stamped for an ideal shelf life of 3.5 minutes. This is postmodernist environmentalist poetry for subliminal subversion. It is soundtrack jingles for discord imprinted on rapid eye movement. Retinal shadow shows in hygienic cellophane packs ready for use. This is postmodernist poetry with a disposable biodegradable shelf life of the next 3.5 minutes.
A long time ago.
I suppose it worked out.
Well, I like something.
Going home.
Did you?
Are you going to take that now?
Monday.
She'll have to have a new interview.
She went downhill.
Bye-bye.
No.
I've changed my mind. It gets worse.
I'm surprised you came back.
Warm in here.
I've had this since November of last year.
Expecting it.
Shut the door now.
There's nobody in there.
Haven't they got one?
Who are you going to see now?
Isn't he good?
It's only a week now.
I can't do it for long.
They keep slipping.
The others are all right.
Yes, of course.
Tuesday, of course.
She's off Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Do you want a cup of tea?
A cup of tea and a cake.
Has it come over very dark?
Yes, that's it then.
Is that where we're going?
I hope you haven't lost it.
She picked it up.
Do you find it dark in the morning?
Move.
Where are we going?
It's in.
I can see it.
Yes, I can too.
They're over there.
Not bad going.
Thanks a lot.
We've only just this minute come in.
There's a big signpost down there.
They don't float very well.
Did she have some socks?
It's not fair to me, mate.
We'll go in the corner.
Like a couple of fugitives.
I thought she said she was in Spain.
That's a bit odd.
She let you down.
Please don't mention her.
There's nothing else to do anyway.
Leave them as they are.
Don't take me the wrong way.
My mind.
Don't be a fool.
They clip it onto their ears.
I get 10% off once I pay for them. These are two.
You don't have to do it, no.
They're only just about the right length.
He's quite a good actor, actually.
Have you got it?
I haven't seen it.
Only for two days.
It's a waste, really.
My mum was an actor.
I remember.
They made hundreds of them.
But then so did everyone in society. It doesn't say so, but I expect it is.
It was a dry summer.
What is the time?
Keep the six and five.
And go in three and one.
I went to see them, you know, Tuesday.
I can't understand it at all.
While he sat in the chair.
That's awful.
God, talk about consumers. They're very tolerant.
I expect she's pleased. Time to slow down.
It wasn't a bad job, was it?
Muta lungo ta lungo ta anana ta mana pukjo kangane sukya kaku anau ya kakak sao kakuk yumiku pagak toput.
Come here, 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 come here Radio Centreville, now you can hear us all across Montreal.
You're listening to Exposure FM. Welcome all. I'm Roxanne Sturgis, sitting in for our regular host, Sam Torrey. Fans of Sam, particularly the ladies, please do not despair. He will return to his post next week. We have an interesting show for you tonight. Our guest is Louis Restelli, the founder and editor and creator of Fish Piss magazine. Louis, welcome to our show. Louis, the first issue of Fish Piss came out last summer. Tell us about the process of putting the magazine together.
Well, from scratch, it was a rough process. I didn't really know how to approach it at first, but I knew a lot of people who had writing, and I knew a lot of people who did comics, and a lot of my friends in the Plateau have bands and things like that, so it was really a matter of making phone calls, or when I'd run into people somewhere on the street or in a bar saying, I've got this project going, do you want to participate? And So I got a little pile of things for the first issue, and once the first issue came out in the summer, then people had something to go by, and then the pile got bigger for the second one.
Right. And there were several steps involved, I'm sure, in putting such a magazine together.
Yeah, the actual putting together of these things, it starts with a pile of submissions, and if it's writing, I'd have to type it out on a computer so that I can lay it all out. Comics are usually easy. If it's a full-page comic, I just get it down to the right size and then put it in. And once everything is more or less fit to the size of the page, which is just a folded over 8.5
right.
by 14,
right.
then one of the last steps is just deciding what order everything gets to be in.
Sure. And it is a magazine, chock-a-block full of information, written everywhere. The artwork is interesting as well, the poetry. Very interesting. Did you find the second issue was easier to put out?
Normal is not returning.
Sure, that's it. And are you pleased with the response that you've gotten so far towards the magazine?
Normal is not returning.
Really?
It's actually more than...
Yeah, and is there a particular writing style that you or the other writers adopt? Several such magazines, such as Surfing Bird, Rear Guard, and Flaming Poutine. Were you influenced by the people who started these papers, and was there anyone in particular?
Oh, very much so. When I was about 15, I worked for CRSG Radio and Rear Guard, very associated at the time, and that was Paul Gott, was the person who ran the radio station and put out the magazine. He put it out for 5 years, and I would write record reviews and things, and maybe do some interviews, and it gave me a good impression of, an experience of being in a place like that where they're very busy all the time and putting together this thing.
Sure.
So he was definitely a big influence. That's partly why I put a lengthy interview with him in this.
Yes, it was a very interesting one. And so to what extent do you think that Fishbiss continues to carry the torch?
The torch carried is more in the trying to focus on what's not already represented in the rest
right,
of the media.
Right, which is, one of the principles, absolutely. And it is important to reflect accurately and honestly what is happening in the local scene in Montreal. Our guest tonight is Louis Restelli, editor of Fish Piss Magazine. Louis, the title, Fish Piss Magazine, I have to ask you, it's an unusual but memorable...
Yes.
Catchy title. In the paper, you do explain the origin of the title. Could you tell us and our listeners the story and the analogy?
Okay, well, I didn't think of it as a title first. I had some ideas about the media that I was wondering about before I started the magazine. It seemed like, in a way, there wasn't that much media that just, everybody knew where it came from. It didn't come from people we know or talk about things that people talk about.
True.
Somehow it would just float around there, and I thought, maybe we don't notice that any more than fish would notice their own piss, seeing as they make it, but it floats around, and then it's hard to tell where things come from or whatever. So as far as making it more local, I thought, in the industry as a whole, the record company, the major labels, and the commercial stations like Shawm, there has been a bit of a decline in the past few years. A few styles like the alternative rock is starting to fade a bit as far as popularity, and it's more of a general industry thing, which in some ways, if it means less bands going on to make a lot of money for a big company, then you could say that's a bit of a decline. But if it draws more attention to what's happening locally because people are bored with that stuff and will go and see, get used to getting their entertainment from local bands, then I would say that's positive.
Sure.
For blues fans, Mississippi Heat will be performing at Cafe Campus on April 2nd. The band Webb, together with Whereabouts, will be playing at Hotel 2 Tango, located on 1738 Van Horn, this Saturday, March 29th at 9 p.m. Tickets are $4. It's a BYOB event. Feel free to bring your own booze. This Monday, March 31st, the last three bands, Rebels Cross, Blue Ink, and Herlu Berlu, will be competing for the Courant Rock 97 contest at the club La Boîte à Marius, located on Papineau, corner of Rosemont. Our Springfest 97 will be kicking off Thursday, May 1st at Oscar's Rock Bar. All shows will begin at 9 p.m. Three bands will be playing at each show. A list of the bands will be given a week prior to the show. There's a $3 entrance fee, and many door prizes will be given away. The festival runs for 7 weeks. Our last show on the Friday, June 13th, will be broadcasting live from Oscar's Rock Bar, which is located on 10131 Boulevard Pinot in Montreal North. This wraps up the entertainment segment for tonight. Canadian Scene Music is an up-to-date and extensive internet resource for Canadian independent musicians. You can make use of a variety of services, including audio streaming technology, and there are no fees associated with these services. Overdrive Productions owns and operates CSM and actively seeks sponsors and musicians. CSM is currently sponsored by Access Communications and by us, Exposure. Exposure is available to help you promote your band if you'd like us to announce your upcoming shows, if you're searching for a new band member. If you're interested in being on the show, please do call us. This is Mickey Russo for this week's entertainment segment. Have a good weekend. Back to you, Roxanne.
Thank you, Mickey. We hope you enjoyed our show tonight. Our guest was Louis Rastelli. I'd like to mention that Fish Piss is available at Cheap Thrills, Oblique, and the Chapters store, which used to be the old Coles bookstore on St. Catherine and Stanley. We'll leave you now with a song by Grim Skunk. If you remember, Grim Skunk was a guest on our show back in September. Here now is No Sympathy. Good night. Have a good weekend, everyone.
With the backwards attitude, pointing fingers, and that's a bad excuse for sitting on your ass when you complain. It's two things that you don't want to change. If you ain't got no time for me, then I ain't got no sympathy for you.
Arrive to the place of meditation. Whisper the names of serenity, the secret guardians of the night, the secret uncovering gardens we find our way to, through naming the trees, the moon, the water, the figures sentinel to the full moon's waves. A silence spreading, hushed, if at all, voices, tremor of moon aura, letting go of the names we become part of. This forest spirit, seeing those shapes standing tall on top of the seawall, the ocean in mind's lap, the cat's eye moving through the light and shadow, seeing figures where there aren't any, vanishing into branches, fall into the grass, arms around every part of each other, the moon labs are appearing fortune, each leaving the forest spirit, earth, lake. The ocean looks like painted calm under the full moon, blue and gold, your arms beside, around me, our arms touching, others come into, fill into the space. I see you too, where you came into from. You kiss me, I see you in the distance, I see you around me, near. The ocean is in a bowl, the earth holds up to the sky, the moon lighting all the clouds' passage, the trees and land underneath, caught the side of drinking.
Thank you. Thank you. message for you from a palace in the valley.
Thank you.
whisper the names of serenity, the secret guardians of the night, the secret uncovering guardians we find our way to, through naming the trees, the moon, the water, the figure sentinel to the full moon's waves, a silence spreading, hushed if at all voices, tremor of a moon aura, letting go of the names we become a part of us, forest spirit, see the ocean standing tall on top of the sea wall, the ocean and now remember the
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour. Today's January 14th. My name is Brian Jefferson, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Kanyekehaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time.
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Camp.
C. Wait. Fianro. C. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for...